the sidewalk and there's a sign on the top of the street. This morning, two reasons tell us about two principal characters in two unfolding stories. In Isaiah 63, the prophet recounts the story of God's relationship with Israel. God steadfast love is showered upon his people. Even though they betrayed him, his presence with them has secured their salvation. He has carried them as a mother carries a child, some regarded a demon. This is God's story, a story of faithful love that is prepared to risk rejection for the sake of the people it has created. This is what God offers his people, his presence, and his love. And because he loves them, he makes himself vulnerable to them. They will not be at all free. God thinks of his children, and he entrusts himself and his message to them. Through all the ensuing centuries, when that trust proves false over and over again, God's purpose doesn't waver. And now that this is love. Still, God gives himself to his people and willingly risks what follows. Until we reach the ultimate conclusion at Christmas, when the story finds its completion in the person of Jesus Christ. God's love made fully present and thus even more vulnerable in a baby as we heard in today's gospel, fleeing from its love. So that's one story. But there is a second story, which is the story of Herod. Herod isn't prepared to take the kind of risk that God takes. God desires closeness and intimacy, to work affirming himself and trusting himself to us, even though we see ourselves untrustworthy. He's willing to see his plans apparently go awry, but still he won't change direction, but patiently goes on giving himself to us by the new and creative ways of offering us a share in his life. Herod, on the other hand, chooses a completely different way of working. His way of bringing about what he longs for is a series of God's thoughts, and without any constraint of his own love. Herod clings to his power and will trust no one but himself. And when his power and position is threatened, he lashes out violently. He kills innocent children to protect his own security. And we're left with the sound of Rachel weeping for her children. A sound that is echoed down the ages and still fills our ears today. The sound of women in Somalia and Yemen and Syria and Middle East and so many other places. The terrible grief that always follows Herod's kindest way in the world. A way that is about protecting our own security by taking away other people's. Herod belongs to a story, a cycle of violence which begets yet more violence. So these are the two characters with their contrasting stories. God with his risk-taking love, and Herod with his ruthless and violent self-preservation. The question is, which one of these reflects our experience of the world? Rather more importantly, with whom do we identify? Herod or God? Well, obviously, we all want to identify with God. And the story itself urges us to do so. Both Isaiah and the prophets want us to recognize the goodness of God's purpose and to reject the wickedness of ways like Herod. In a sense, it's like any good folly would be Thank you.